Chapter 9. A Soft Voice. The door of the little chapel was pushed half open, and two men, wet with rain, entered, carrying a bag between them.
"There, Monsieur Ledru," said the executioner, "there is what your heart longs for. Be in no hurry this night. We'll leave you to enjoy their company alone. Orders are not to cover them up until tomorrow, so they'll not catch a cold."
With a horrible laugh, the two executioners deposited the bag on the floor right in front of me. Then they walked out, leaving open the door. It swung on its hinges as my candle flashed and flared in the strong wind. I heard them turn the hearse, lock the burial grounds, and go away. I felt driven to go with them, but an unknown power stopped me in my place. I could not hold back a shudder. I had no fear of the dead. But the violence of the storm, the rain, the sounds of the branches, all this filled me with terror that communicated itself to every part of my body. Suddenly, I heard a voice at once soft and sad, a voice within the chapel saying the name,
"Albert! Albert!"
But only one person in all the world addressed me by that name. Slowly, I looked around the chapel, and my look fixed on the bloody bag on the floor with its hideous contents. At this moment, the same voice repeated the same name, only it sounded softer and sadder.
"Albert!"
I jumped out of my chair, frozen with horror. The voice seemed to come from the bag. I touched myself to make sure that I was awake. Then I walked toward the bag with my arms extended before me. I stuck my hand into it. It seemed to me as if two lips, still warm, pressed a kiss upon my fingers. Full of fear, I grabbed the head, fell in my chair, and placed it in front of me. Then I screamed. This head, with its lips still warm, with the eyes half closed, was the head of Solange. I thought I should go mad. Three times I called, "Solange! Solange! Solange!" On the third time, she opened her eyes and looked at me. Tears ran down her cheeks. Then a light moved from her eyes as if the soul were passing. The eyes closed, never to open again. I jumped to my feet a madman. I wanted to fly. I knocked against the table. It fell. The light was put out. The head rolled upon the floor. I felt as if a terrible fever had hit me. With a deep sigh, I fainted. The following morning at 6, the gravediggers found me still lying on the cold stones of my laboratory's floor. Solange, given away by her father's letter, had been arrested the same day, convicted, and killed. The head that had called me, the eyes that had looked at me, were the head, the eyes of Solange.